All right. Here we are. We're back. I'm still sitting in the same place. It's Thriller of the Real Podcast coming to you from Mugley's Bar and Lounge in Greenfield Village's Best Western, the Salmon Palace. It used to be the Pink Palace. You know, we've had this talk already. Hey, just landed another vintage baseball player, so I'm starting to record. Tree Trunk, Jason LeCrone from the Saginaw Old Golds and so many other places. Jason, how you doing?
I'm great, man.
Glad to see you here. I would love to do, before we get into things that happened today, I'd love to do an episode with you. There's a lot of vintage baseball meat on that bone, as they say. So I'm going to, in the future, hit you up for one of these suckers. But I want you to tell me your experience of your matches today. How did you personally play, and how did the Old Golds fare?
So I made a personal decision not to play the first game today, and I got a chance to see them play from kind of a distance, which is kind of cool because usually when we're out there, we're playing and we watch and you see them compete. And they played a very good team, Doverton, and they battled hard, and we ended up winning that game. And then I decided, since we were missing some players, I would play against the Columbus Capitals. And that is just like one of the class act teams. And every time we play them, the score is like 16-15, 14-12. I mean, it's just so awesome. And you just won't find like better ballist and just better human beings. And that's one thing I love about vintage baseball is it's so much different. I played softball for like over 20 years, and I couldn't tell you five guys that I ever played against. In vintage baseball, though, it's like a brotherhood, and we're all brothers. And even though they're from, you know, Columbus, Ohio, you know, for being a U of M fan, they're still our brothers, man. It's just like we battle really hard against each other. But once that game's over, you know, we're asking about families and Rudy Ferris's Frias, his dad's, they had, I think, what was it, 40 years today?
45 years, wedding anniversary, yeah, I mean, of the Friases.
And they're watching us play today, you know. They could be doing something else, you know. So that's just cool.
45 years is an awful lot of yes dears, don't you think, Jason?
I don't know how to do it. I've gotten through 28. I can't imagine 45, so.
Yeah, Columbus and Saginaw always play nice close games. What was the final score of that game, Jason?
You know, I really don't know. All I can tell you is, I'm being honest, like, I saw them come out, and they scored six on us in the first inning, and they had bases loaded, and they could have easily put a 10 spot up. And then we battled right back, and I really thought that game was going to end in two innings. I mean, it was just both teams were just clobbering the ball. You know, the final score doesn't really matter. At the end, we compete and we have fun, and you know.
Well, it did matter for the joke, Jason. As you,
you tell me the score because I honestly don't know.
No, I've mentally blocked out that score, but I will tell you that the first two innings they had to chalk in the score, in the innings things. Saginaw pelted the brick wall in left field. Everybody in the lineup was pelting the wall. It was disgusting and yet beautiful all at the same time. It was an amazing thing. How did you play in that game personally?
I was happy. It's always fun, like, for me when I walk between the lines, the world goes away. So whatever happens, but it's just like it's a beautiful thing, and that's what I love about sports, and particular like baseball or vintage baseball. So once you get in there, it's like it's magical. And so tonight I did all right, hit the ball, ran a few times, did a little pitching, and just helped my brothers win. And you know,
definitely my opinion of you and so many others is when they talk about you is you're a fantastic ball player, and you're one of those ball players. You don't have to rely on a certain one skill. You're a fundamentally sound baseball player as far as you know what's going on. You've got the mental game along with, I mean, were you a hell of a baseball player in your youth?
I was okay. But when you play for 45, 46 years, you better know what you're doing, you know. And there's a lot of little things that happen within the game. You see it, and you know how to do it too. You see a ball that's overthrown, a cut, you take the extra base. There's just little things that happen in the game, and they start to add up over time.
They do. Like no other sport, there is little things will add up. And what's that on your finger right there, Jason?
So I'm wearing in 2017 we won the world championship here in Dearborn, and we had rings made up, and I never wear this thing. I've had it for 4 years. I'm like, today I'm not gonna play. So I wore the ring, and I ended up playing, and so I'm still wearing the ring, and it's kind of, I guess, brought good luck. I don't know. So
that wasn't luck.
Yeah,
you brought nothing to the table with that ring. That was really something. I'm going to get some predictions from you before you go. Before I let you go into the pavilion area where it happens. In the third class championship tomorrow, you have the four clubs of the La Di Das, the Nationals, the Columbus Capitals, and the Monitor Baseball Club of Chelsea, Michigan. Who do you got winning the third class championship out of that?
Those are going to be some excellent matches. You can never count out the Dawes. You can never count out the Nationals and the Capitals. They're just, like I said earlier, just a class act team. So if I had to put my dollar down, well, this is, what, 1865. So if I had to put my nickel down on this game, I would probably go with the Capitals in this one.
Okay, second class championship. You have the Canton Corn Shuckers, the Rockford Rogues, the Droverton Black Flags, and the Walker Tavern Wheels.
Wow. Those are just great teams.
You're going to have to, I know, and you're going to have to pick one. On the record.
On the record, yeah, and all these people are going to hate me now. can I pick a four-way tie?
No, you can't.
You can literally.
It's all subjective. It's all, go with your gut. What does your gut tell you?
You can put your hand in a hat and pick out, you know, you have a better chance of that. I'm going to tell you what, I'm going to go outside the box. I love all those teams. They're like four really, 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 really good teams. And I'm going to say, I'm going to go with, did you say Oregon or not Oregon?
Nope.
Who was one?
You got the Canton Corn Shuckers, you got the Rockford Rogues, you got Droverton, and you have Walker.
I'm going to go with Droverton, but I already know who's going to win that. But I'm going to go with Droverton. I'm going to put my nickel on them. They're just four excellent teams there, and that's, you know, what can you say?
Okay, and obviously, first-class championship, you would say Saginaw. So we're going to go ahead and pretend we're in a world where it's a three-team final. If the Saginaw Old Golds were not in this and it was three teams, Bay City, Flat Rock, and Oregon, who would you put your nickel in that one on?
My nickel, man. Can I pick the team I would love to see win it? Or does
it's your pick. Go ahead.
I'd love to see Bay City win it. So that's where my nickel would go. I hope they do well, and they're great. Oh, my goodness, that team is so defensively just really sound. Flat Rock just kills the ball. That team is scary. They're so good. The Oregon team I don't know as much about, but I've heard really good things about them. So it's going to be a battle for all four teams to get through tomorrow. So whoever's in that championship game is definitely going to have earned it. And whoever comes out on top, you know, it's just going to be just an amazing day to watch baseball. And, you know, just going to be some great games tomorrow.
Absolutely. Well, Jason, I appreciate you coming over here and hanging out with me for about 8 minutes. On out. Get some adult beverages going in your system. Not too many, though. You're not going to listen to me on that.
No, I'm more worried about all of my friends are going to hate me after hearing this one.
No, so. They're not. No, they're not.
Like, why didn't you pick me, man?
You should have heard Kozlowski's picks.
Oh, boy. Okay. Maybe I'll hear him out there. So, yeah, I'll have to ask him about him.
All right, Jason. Thanks for stopping by. We'll talk
all right,
to you.
Barrel.